Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you hate your best friend's boyfriend, should you speak up and say, "I hate this dude"? 314-531-9898. I asked this question because people polled and they were pretty split on this. It was like almost 50-50. 57% of women felt like they owe it to their friend to be completely honest. 43% said, "Mind your own business. It's not your relationship. Who cares what your thoughts and feelings are on him because you're not the one dating him." 314-531-9898. Hannah, your best friend's dating a guy you can't stand. What do you say?
This is a really hard topic and question.
No, actually, it's really simple. Mind your own damn business. Stay out of the relationship. You will get killed as the messenger. It is the easiest question. There are times when you should lie. I've said this before. Honesty is so important. 97% of the time, there are a few situations where someone asks you a question and you lie. "Do you like my boyfriend?" "Yep." "Great." Because it's not going to change their opinion. If anything, you're just going to get shot.
I've been on both sides of this. I've been someone who hates my friend's boyfriends, and I've also been the girl who my friends didn't like my boyfriend. And so I've been on both sides of this. And I think overall, I'm with Brett. I think you just gotta
weather the storm.
It ruins it. It could ruin your friendship. Some lessons are learned best by someone just going through a process.
Yes.
And you being the one trying to teach them the lesson as their friend, it's going to go bad.
Do you know how many people in the history of this conversation said, "Hey, do you hate my boyfriend?" They said, "Yes." And then "I'll break up with them." Zero.
Yeah, that
zero
doesn't happen.
They
just got to go through it themselves.
You're getting nothing from this.
I mean, surprise, surprise, I disagree with both of you.
Why? Why would you do this to yourself or them?
I have told my friends before that I don't like your boyfriend. Has it changed? Did they break up with them because I said that?
Nope.
No.
Then it just adds an extra, like, yes. Oh my gosh, now they judge me. Now I feel awkward. Now I don't want to talk about
them
in front of her.
But the thing is, like, Brett, if I had one, and I introduced him to you, I would want you to be completely honest with me from the beginning.
Okay.
I think at the beginning of a relationship, you want outsiders' opinions. If you're a year or two in, whatever people are going to say isn't going to change. I don't think that you can really say anything. But at the beginning, I want people's opinions because it's still new.
First impression, fine. Okay, first impression, first time we meet. But then once you get past that first impression, your opinion doesn't exist. Like when you first started dating someone, the friend introduction to the friend's day. That's your chance. If you don't say anything on the introduction to the friend's day, it's over, baby.
Yeah.
And even then, once we get to the point of, like, I want to introduce you to the friends, sometimes they've been dating for so long that, like, you just got to that point. You're like, I'm not saying anything.
I hate the whole, like, you know, you date, you don't like them, and then they break up, and then the friends are always like, "Oh, well, I never liked him anyway."
Yes.
Right.
I hate that. Just, like, tell me. Because then I feel like an idiot if I'm dating someone and everyone's like, "He's a horrible person."
Yeah,
gotta learn that lesson yourself.
Yeah,
it's not your friend's place to.
It's also not your relationship.
And you will resent them.
The other thing is, you don't have to like them. Like, Hannah, you know, is dating a guy. I'm not dating him. Like, maybe this dude's awesome. And 99% of the time, guys especially are completely different behind the scenes than they are with their friends or a group
That's
of friends.
That's very true.
Like, all of a sudden, they're with your girlfriends, like Mr. Purse Holding guy. You know, they're great. And then you go home. I don't know how that dude is. Maybe he's a huge jerk. And then I'm like, "Hannah, I love him. He's the greatest guy ever." And like, well, like, I think sometimes you just got to let yours, like, if they come to you and like needs like advice mm-hmm. on a very serious situation, that's different than like, do you like him? Yeah. Do I look fat in this dress? No. Like, same world. And like the answers are just general answers that you need to hear.
I don't know. I think it's about approach too. I think if you can approach your friend, because it is unfortunately something you're going to have to eventually, you know, get used to if you don't like this guy, because that is your friend that you're going to be hanging out with, this guy that you don't like. It is going to create resentment. It is going to build, and eventually it's going to come out, and then it's going to ruin your friendship with your friend.
If my closest family and friends do not like who I'm dating, I would second guess that person.
You're better off than checking with the dog than you are with your friends or family.
No, never.
314-531-9898. Should you speak up if you do not like your friend's boyfriend, or it's not your boyfriend? Stay out of your way. It's okay. You can tell me. What do you really think of them? That's what they say to you. Your best
it's
friend asks you. Yeah, it's a trap question. If you're dating someone and you ask your best friend, do you like them? Do you, be honest. You want us to lie to you. You want the best friend to lie. 314-531-9898. 57% of women said, hey, no, they owe it to their friend to be completely mm-hmm. honest. And AB had pointed this out. This happens all the time. A couple breaks up like, I never liked him anyways.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? Like, you just left
you
me.
You could have saved me years of heartbreak then, had yep. you just told me that.
It's because you're not going to listen to me. They never end up listening. And correct. You're not the one in the relationship. Maybe it's the guy's perspective in me. Like, guys, you know how many guys have asked this question? Zero. Guys yeah. never ask another guy, hey, do you like this girl I'm dating? Good no, point. They never. Women always ask, do you like the boyfriend? Like, and then if a girl does ask me that, I'm like, yeah, he's the greatest guy I've ever met. I don't care. I'm not in a relationship with
that's
him.
That's true. Your friends aren't dating him. You are.
And so each relationship's different. Are you happy? Like then I'm happy for you. What are people saying on the text line?
We got a text saying, I went through this with my friend multiple times. I never said anything until she asked, and I was honest but gentle. I was always there for her and would give her sound advice, but I wouldn't be upset when she didn't take it. Honesty is best, but the approach is really important.
Yeah. I know people always bring up the approach. I really want to hear this conversation go on. Hey, do you like my boyfriend? Not really. Like, how do you gently say I hate somebody?
I like him with someone else.
Yeah. Exactly. That's it.
Like, hey, if I saw him in the street, yeah, I wouldn't break.
Right.
Like, that's a gentleman. I hate him. I mean, what kind of way is this? Matt, as a guy, just come on, man, you're right. Like, we don't speak up in this type of situation, right?
I don't think it's as easy as yes or no. I think that if it's just a personal thing, like you don't click and you don't like him, you keep that to yourself. But if he seems dangerous, if he seems narcissistic or drug user, I think you have to say something. And again, approach matters. They may or may not listen to you, but you still got to give them heads up.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. And it's a good point that, like, if you're in danger, but that's different than not liking someone. Like, this person's in danger. We have to stop them.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously we're not going to be okay with our friends yeah. getting abused. But, you know, if we just don't like them, I think you can't say anything.
It's also like, hey, do you find him attractive? Like, everyone has different types. Like, yeah, he's good, right looking for you, whatever. Like, I don't care. Kristen, you said you've come up with this situation so many times in your life. What is your rule that you have?
Yeah, I have a hard and fast rule where you bring it up once, you air out all your concerns, and then you never speak on it again. Because it's only going to create issues between you and your friend if you keep pushing the issue.
I would agree yeah. with that. Okay. That grudge, I'd still hold on to that.
Yes, I was like, there's
I'd never
no
forget
way.
It.
Yeah, and there's no way you ever forget that one conversation. Like, what's yeah. the point of having it one time?
Like,
we
that one
better?
Little thing you're dropping
I
mean, is a bomb.
Like if I don't like him, you're not going to bring him around me. It's just not going to happen.
Okay, so then...
And you need to know why.
Okay, but then they're not... That will affect the friendship.
Yes.
Here's the reality of the situation. Everyone starts off their relationship saying, like, hoes before bros and all that weird stuff that they say and stuff like that. And here's the deal... You end up choosing your boyfriend. That's who you spend more time with. And then you're going to ruin the friendship because the only those little times when you're like, oh, should we call, you know, Kayla up? You're like, no, Kayla hates you, so I can't call her up. And so if you're quiet, you're just like, oh, now we can all hang out. That's what ends up happening.
No, I think the friends usually tend to agree about disliking the boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so then it's a whole gang of people. That's really nice.
Doing this to someone.
like there's just better in numbers. Like, if you're gonna tell somebody you hate somebody, you have like a whole group outing, and then everyone
an intervention
says, yes,
actually, yeah, that's how we phrased it last time.
There you go.
Enough said.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.